From Britain, word of a royal scandal. Prince Harry could face police action after reports that he smoked marijuana and has gotten drunk at parties. The episode marks the first public embarrassment involving one of Princess Diana's children since her death. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The royals haven't had a brush with bad publicity in months, and so the British press has lapped up the latest tabloid revelations about young Harry's unprincely behavior. The News of the World this weekend reported that the third in line to the throne had experimented with cannabis in secret parties at his father's estate at Highgrove. At the nearby Rattlebone Inn, Harry and friends drank after hours during school holidays last year and took drugs in the rundown outhouse. The tabloid that broke the story claimed that Prince Harry summoned awestruck girls to Highgrove with a chat-up line, "Do you want to come back to my palace for a drink?" The first whiff of trouble came when senior staff detected a strong smell of marijuana emitting from the den dubbed Club H, a cellar hideaway with the latest sound system and fully stocked bar. The household alerted Prince Charles, who confronted Harry, who confessed to drinking and taking drugs in a 2-month period last year while his father was away. Harry was 16. Royal biographer Penny Junior says the prince, now 17, has gained a reputation among the locals as unruly and volatile.
He's really got sort of quite out of hand when he's had too much to drink and made a real nuisance of himself. I mean, every 16, 17-year-old is going to go out and drink too much and make a fool of themselves and throw up and learn a lesson from it and probably not drink so much in the future. I think Harry has been sort of consistently drinking quite a lot and consistently misbehaving.
Charles was described as hugely relieved that Harry had tried nothing stronger than marijuana. Still, the heir to the throne employed what could be considered a royal version of tough love, sending Harry for a day to hear testimonials from narcotics abusers at one of the drug charities the Prince of Wales sponsors. The News of the World said Charles wanted to give Harry a short, sharp shock. Bill Puddicombe of the Featherstone Rehabilitation Lodge in South London says the personal accounts of patients there would have left their mark on the prince.
I think it would have had a great impact. It does on everybody who comes to visit our centres and listens to people telling their life stories, because they're stories about people who've usually lost everything, people who've lost contact with large parts of their families, maybe lost their homes, almost always lost any kind of employment that they had.
Scenes of the small, red-headed Harry at the funeral of his mother, Princess Diana, evoked world sympathy. It was an empathetic Prime Minister, Tony Blair, who today defended Prince Charles' parenting, not something that has usually distinguished Britain's royal family.
The way that Prince Charles and the royal family have handled it is absolutely right, and they've done it in a very responsible and, as you would expect, in a very sensitive way for their child.
Blair's own son, Ewan, was found face down in a central London square, dead drunk and deserted by his friends 2 years ago. Prince Harry's young, jet-setting crowd gives him easy access to illicit drugs and alcohol. Royal biographer Penny Junior says Harry may not feel the need to curb his excesses in the same way his older brother William, second in line to the throne, must do. An editorial in the London Times today says that few of Harry's contemporaries would be surprised he has smoked dope, an activity so widespread, the paper says, it is a virtual rite of passage. In fact, a study of 30 countries last year showed that Britain has the highest rate of teen alcohol and drug abuse in Europe.